Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the human body. I'm sorry, I've got a problem with my adenoids. Matt, what's adenoids?
So, did you say welcome to the A to Z?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Oh, it's cleared up. I think people would have turned off if I kept talking like that.
So today's, if you didn't get from that, you know, wonderful introduction, today's term is adenoid or,
Adenoids? I think adenoids. Now I think.
Yeah.
Right.
Just wondering if you got.
What?
Just one.
Okay. Let's say adenoids because I think that's how people refer to it.
Yeah.
I think one of the problems here is while it's a term in the index of our anatomy and physiology textbook, it isn't necessarily.
It's a bit colloquial, isn't
a
it?
A medical term.
Yeah.
Right? It's like saying testicles. Testicles aren't a medical term, really.
Right? What are you saying, Stan? Testes.
Testes.
Okay.
Yeah. Testicles. Yeah. Sounds like tentacles.
But also, I think adenoids, we don't technically call them that anatomically. We call it the nasopharyngeal tonsils.
Would you call the testicles anatomically? Or do you say testes?
Testes.
Yeah. Testy or testes.
Yeah. But what I mean, sometimes.
But it's the same.
Yeah.
Well, it's not the same. They're very different. But the colloquial term that the person down the street, if I. You know, was walking down the street with you and just grabbed someone and pulled your dacks down and pointed and said, what are these? They would go, well.
Mountain oysters.
Mate.
All right.
Okay, anyway.
All right, okay. So today's term is adenoid. So let's just see where this term came from. So aden? Aden, A-D-E-N.
Yeah, aden.
That means gland.
Yep.
Okay, and oids is resemblance to or similarity to. So they're just something that appears to be glandular-like.
Right.
Okay,
so that's what descriptive, is it?
Not. So it's not overly helpful. So anatomically, so if you were to study this region of the head and neck in an anatomical classroom, we wouldn't use adenoids as the correct term. We would use nasopharyngeal tonsils.
Okay, so considering now that you've said something a bit more descriptive, nasopharyngeal, I assume this is the junction between the back of the nose and the back of the throat.
Yep.
And what was the last term? Nasopharyngeal?
Tonsils.
Tonsils. So we know where it is now, back of the nose, back of the throat area. What are tonsils?
Tonsils are immune-like tissue.
Right.
So it's, I guess, a connected tissue.
Yeah, lymphoid tissue.
Lymphoid tissue that has, how would you describe it? Kind of like a fishing net type structure in it
yep.
that then immune cells kind of sit within. Now, they're usually strategically located in the body where it's most likely to encounter microorganisms.
Openings.
Yep. And so you might find this in all sorts of regions of the body.
Yep.
But in this case where we have the tonsils, these are sometimes acronymed as MALT, so
yep.
mucosa-associated lymphoidal tissue.
Yep.
Okay, but in this region it's also termed Waldeyer's ring.
Waldeyer's ring. So named after some yep. bloke called Waldeyer and or some lady, woman
yes, that's
called
right.
Waldeyer.
Still sometimes use that term, but that ring just means there's a ring of lymphoidal tissue within your nose and mouth, and so that would encapsulate your adenoids or your nasopharyngeal tonsils, the tubular tonsils, which are around your eustachian tube, which is the tube that connects your middle ear to your back of your nose.
Yep.
Your pharyngeal tonsils, which is the one that everyone knows that.
So if I go, ah,
that's a pharyngeal.
And they put the paddle pop stick yep. in your mouth. Do Americans have paddle pops?
Paddle pop being the ice cream.
Yes.
Ice confectionery.
Mm, which nobody calls. No. So the wooden stick.
Yeah, the wooden stick.
Yeah, the icy pole stick. Probably don't even call that. That you put on the tongue to depress the tongue. Tongue depressor.
Ice pop.
Ice pop. No one calls it an ice okay. pop. Pop pop wants a treat.
Icy pop.
No.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
And the other one is the lingual tonsils. So all these are known as the Waldeyer's ring.
So when I go to my GP, no. they can't see my adenoids.
No.
So how do you know whether you have an infection of the adenoids? Is it because you would also likely have an infection of the other tonsils?
You could do, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. So these are – so just
and that voice that I put on at the beginning, just so people are aware, when you watch – generally it seems to be movies or TV shows from the 80s and 90s, they would unfairly portray nerds, and I use the term nerds because that's what they use, and I actually – recognizes a nerd myself, they would often
make them talk a little bit like this,
right? And they would always say, "It's my adenoids," and they were saying that they would have, you know, allergies or infections of the tonsils, which led to them talking like that, right?
That's interesting.
But do you remember like that? But do you remember, like, you probably can't picture in what shows, but you definitely have seen that portrayal, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm pretty sure in a
one of the characters on The Simpsons, right?
When Bart became, remember when his eyesight changed?
Yeah.
Like he had to get these big thick glasses and he had to get these shoes that made him walk differently.
Something with his hair as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, and all of it and everything changed to hit that portrayal of a quote unquote nerd.
And he also started to talk like this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So that's the adenoids is okay. what they're referring to.
So to find your adenoids, what you'd have to do is you would have to go through your nasal cavity.
Right.
Keep going past the conchi.
Yeah, which okay, are the folds.
The folds. And keep going straight ahead until you almost slammed in the back of the nasal cavity. So right. you'd hit the pharyngeal back wall.
So is that what you're swabbing when you do a COVID test?
I don't think you go that far back, but I could
I
be
do.
Wrong.
I do. I always do things to the extreme.
Okay. So anyway, that's where it would be.
Yep.
So it's kind of right behind it is, I guess, the bottom part of your occipital bone.
Yep.
Which would be going, which would kind of be with the front surface of your foramen magnum.
All right.
Okay.
Yep.
And then if you followed that down, you'd almost start with the first cervical vertebra.
Yes.
So that's kind of where it is in the back wall.
I always thought I had the capacity to swab my spinal cord when I did a COVID test. I felt like I went that deep. The sticks were never long enough for me.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think now. I think there were – I came across this where I think someone – there was cases
punctured?
Where people were
– CSF leakage.
Put in a nasogastric tube.
Yeah.
And like went – exactly what you said, through the back wall into the, and yeah, got into the.
Foramen magnum.
Not the foramen magnum, but I think they went into like the CSF system. Anyway.
That's gross.
So that's where it is. Yep. And so the adenoids, like you said, they actually enlarge quite a bit in childhood because as a child you are developing your immune system and a lot of these tubular-like or tonsil-like structures become enlarged as the immune system is growing.
As the white blood cells start to seed and grow.
But also they're more likely to encounter infections and get sick all the time.
You preach into the choir with, two blokes that have two young kids.
Yep. So what then happens, so this kind of goes to your question.
Didn't have one.
Well, in terms of the
how did you do?
Oh, that's right.
These adenoids can get enlarged.
Steve Urkel, oh, right? Yeah, that's a perfect example. Sorry, go on.
These can get enlarged.
Yep.
Okay, and hypertrophied, and then that would cause changes in voice.
Okay.
Okay, so now we kind of go into the clinical examples.
So it wasn't too far removed from the truth.
So where it can become problematic is in children where it may not go back to its original size. So this would be known as adenoid hypertrophy.
Right.
Okay.
And after infection, is that correct?
Yep.
Okay.
And just stay enlarged. Now, some of the big issues there is it impacts nasal breathing, so they will then revert to breathing through their mouth.
Right.
Can cause problems with sleep, so they become obstructive. Apnea? Yep. So obstructive sleep apnea.
Yes.
Particularly for children. So the adenoids could play a role here. The other big issue is it can grow so large it can kind of start to grow down into the opening of the eustachian tube, even though the eustachian tube has its own kind of tubular tonsils, but it can grow down over the top of that, which then stops the ability of equalizing your middle ear.
Right.
And you
increased ear infections.
Ear infections, but like also you may have pain. So therefore adenoid ectomies become quite common.
So ectomies to cut out.
To cut out, right. Yep. So
do you reckon I can have
ear infections, impact sleep, nasal breathing, these are common impacts with the adenoids. But I think the most important.
I think the most important
thing just to be aware of, kind of in medicine, in anatomy, we don't call them the adenoids. They're a colloquial term.
Well, I'm glad we spent 10 minutes on it.
Pharyngeal tonsils. But they're interesting. I mean,
they are.
All that region of the head and neck is quite fascinating. It's so close together but can cause quite a lot of significant issues.
Did I do that?
There we go. So that is the adenoids. I hope you found something interesting there, Michael.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.